Ms. Connors.
I'm here to talk about the statute. We agree that if this court were working on a clean slate with no governing statute, that it should rule that the common law is that the public can harvest seaweed in the intertidal zone subject to department regulation. But it's not working on a clean slate, and so the analysis of the common law is different. If it's on a clean slate, the analysis of the common law is forward-looking. This court determines what the common law is, and as a part of that, what it should be. And it looks at policy. Where are we going? And if it's a question of there's a statute and it applies, then the question is that statute seizing a private property right? It looks backwards at when the statute was enacted to see whether at that time it was seizing a property right established, free from doubt, in the common law. Now, however we describe the common law, Hill, Marshall, all of those pre-1973 and even the post, it's not clear. And if it's not clear, it's not established, and you can't say you're seizing a private property right. So if the statute applies and it says the state owns the living resources of the sea, then the state owns those resources and it governs who can harvest them.
But the legislature cannot take private property rights.
That's right.
And we will assume that the legislature did not intend to take private property rights.
And there's nothing in the legislative history to indicate it wanted to.
To indicate otherwise. So where does that leave us with this, with the very statute that you're addressing?
It leaves you to looking at that statute saying, well, does this apply? It says it owns that. Okay, now we have to decide whether that conflicts with the common law. But to determine whether it conflicts with the common law, the Stop the Beach case says you look at whether it's been established, because you look at the legal expectations of the parties to determine whether there's really been a taking.
This is a particularly difficult area for us to look at what has been established, as we arrived at Bell and Bell and Eaton and McGarvey. It became pretty clear that there were a lot of conflicting views about what had been established.
Exactly, which means it's not established.
But isn't it well established that the products of the soil belong to the owner?
It is established that Hill decided one way, then Marshall seemed to say the other thing, and then there seemed to be a lot of cases in Massachusetts, and then you have the analysis under both opinions in McGarvey. But if there is no case that holds live rockweed that floats in the ocean is private property. No case that holds that.
What do you say about the chief's hypothetical earlier that if you can take the rockweed that's attached to the rocks, questioning whether that also allows you to take the rocks or the sand too?
It's got to be alive. The statute, I'm talking about the statute, and the statute says the living resources of the sea, which is squarely consistent with what the chief's opinion in McGarvey said. What is the colonial ordinance all about? It's about taking the economic benefits from the harvesting of the fruits of the sea. That is squarely what rockweed harvesting
is. So if you're harvesting clams, let's say, you could come in with a bucket and take the sand and the clams and dump it and say you're fishing?
No, you can only take the incidental sand and there's a case from Maine that holds that you can only if it's covering the shell. And if it's a dead mussel?
But that's an ordinary overburdening of the public easement kind of analysis. We know that you can take the clams. The question is, within reason, what else can you take? But here, the question is the rockweed an oak tree or a clam?
Well, the question under the statute is it a living resource of the sea?
But has the state overreached? I mean, the state couldn't pass a statute that says the state can regulate the taking of hay on your property. It's a product of the soil, correct?
because common law or other law clearly establishes, free from doubt, that taking hay is a private property.
So the
right.
issue comes down to whether rockweed is more like hay or more like a clam.
The test is whether common law established free from doubt. Is there a common law that established living rockweed in the ocean was a private property right? Was it not fishing? Certainly the legislature didn't think so. It defines fishing to be the taking of all marine organisms.
Thank you, Ms. Connors. Mr. Smith.